Thank you for tuning in to Soar Radio. It's Sabrina Richardson live here at the Food Truck Festival. And we have the Chill Out with an Icy. And we got the Mrs. V's Home Kitchen. And come out here to the Rooster Food Truck Festival at 1602 Buddy Holly. All right, and we're going to go ahead and get some interviews going on. First person I'm going to interview is going to be at the Chill Out. Okay. And I'm speaking with the Chill Out right now. Can you tell us a little bit about your food truck and what you provide?
Actually, it's called The Perfect Blend. And I am Lubbock's first mobile coffee van. A lot of times I'll say truck, but it's actually a van. And it's a fairly new concept in Lubbock. Like I said, I'm the only mobile coffee van. And I serve hot drink, cold drink, and my wraps are unbelievably amazing. And what sets me apart from my competitors is that I actually use real fruit. And so I've got several wraps that are fruit wraps, and they are amazing. So we definitely welcome everybody to come out.
Wow, well, you heard that. She has those good wraps, and she is the only mobile coffee. Well, thank you so much for the interview, and we'll be by later on. And we are on the Soar Radio, and if you'd like to tune in, you can always go to PDC.online and click on the link right there, and you'll be able to hear the interview, okay? Have a good day. All right, sorry about that confusion. I definitely thought it was Icy's, but it is coffee. Right now, I'm going to go ahead and interview this Mexican truck. It looks like a taco truck. It looks delicious.
What is the name of your food truck?
It is called La Picosita.
Nice. It sounds good. And what all are you serving?
We serve tortas, burritos, tacos, and quesadillas.
And you heard that. You better come out here and get your Spanish food. It's so delicious. It smells good already.
Uh-huh. All right. And where are you usually located at?
We're usually parked out here at Rooster Food Truck Monday through Friday during lunchtime. And then we also go to 4th and Hugh at Aldo. We park there till 10 till they close.
Wow, wow. So if y'all need them, definitely come out here to the Rooster's Food Truck. And they'll be out here till 8 p.m. today, 1602 Main Street.
Thank you so much, and we'll see you later on, okay?
All right, let's see what, let's try to get Mrs. B's home cooking. And they say this is some soul food. Let's see what they got. They got breakfast. They got some waffles. Look. And she's got a cute apron on with cupcakes on it. She's ready to go. Yes. She is ready to go. I see Philly cheesesteaks on here, hamburgers, chicken sliders, meat of your choice. Woo! So come out here and let's support that Heart Walk Association. 20% of the proceeds do go to that. And remember, Rosonia is going to have the black and red bracelets for $3. And all proceeds will go to the Heart Walk Association. Okay, I'm going to try to go ahead and get another interview here. All right, I'm gonna go ahead and get a interview with Mrs. V's Kitchen. All right, we got Mrs. V's Kitchen right here. What is your name?
Vanessa Kinney.
Woo! And where are you usually located at?
Okay, that's where you need me to go. I'll come sit right in front of your house.
I know that's right. That's what I like to hear.
Mobile food truck.
And what all do you have? What all are you serving?
Whatever your little heart desires. I got some chicken and waffles. If you want chicken and waffles, I got hamburger sliders, grilled bacon cheeseburgers, I got it all, baby. Just come out here and check us out.
And I smell it right now, and I promise you, you need to come out here and get it right now. And if you want it, if you want it at your house, let it know.
Let me know. Text me the address. I'm on Facebook, Vanessa Kenny.
All right. Well, we appreciate you.
If you want to listen to Core Radio, go ahead and go to that online.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, you heard that. Anytime. Anywhere. That's the whole beauty of a food truck. It is mobile. Mobile. All right, we're going to go ahead and talk to Rosonia. She has a PR farm here in Lubbock, Texas. And we're going to talk to her and see what all they have to provide today. She has a whole group of ladies here with her today, night all in red. Here's Rosonia. Representing Texas Tech, the red and black, always. I love it. So, again, 100% of the proceeds for the bracelets will be going to the Heart Walk Association. And if you can just tell us a little bit on, like, what those proceeds go to.
So, 75% of the proceeds actually stay here in Lubbock, and they go to research. So, if you know someone who's had a heart attack or a stroke or any type of cardiovascular disease, then there's a lot of, you know, very high technology that's coming through for different grants that happen because of the American Heart Association right here in the South Plains.
And unfortunately, we usually know at least one person in our family or close friends that have had heart problems and issues like that. And it's good to know that it's going to, most of it's going to go to the people here right here in Lubbock and help them out.
Absolutely. And, you know, I've been affected by heart disease in a lot of different ways, and I have heart issues myself. So, you know, I feel like it's important to support medical technology that's going to help us and future generations.
And it's scary to think about, you know, yeah, these things can happen to me, and, but at least you know that there's people are trying to help and make it better.
Definitely, and I appreciate that. And so anyone who comes out tonight, if you buy something from the food truck, then 20% of those proceeds will actually go to the Lubbock Heart Walk as well. And we have, I think each of them, they'll take credit and they'll also take cash. So if you don't have to stop by the ATM, if you don't want to, you can just bring your debit card or your credit card and come out and buy. You talked about all the food trucks that are here yet. So we have the Perfect Blend, which is a coffee truck. And I'm actually later going to try... they have a new, it's African Red hot coffee, and she said, I'll be the first person in Lubbock to try it, so I'm very excited about that. I told her I would definitely let everyone know what I think about it, and so she has hot and cold coffee, so it's a little bit hot out here right now, but it's going to be, you know, a little cooler later, so, and especially when the sun goes down.
And she says she has crabs that are just delicious.
They are.
Real fruit.
Yes, she does fresh fruit, so it's kind of like a smoothie, but it's really more of a coffee smoothie. But she'll make whatever you want. She has tea. So if you're not a coffee drinker, you can drink tea as well. And then we have La Picosita, and they have tacos, burritos, tortas. They've got a lot of different types of Mexican food. Also, we have Mrs. B's Home Cooking. I saw that she has waffles. I didn't see if she had chicken, but that's like one of my favorite waffles and chicken. I mean, that's, you know, the epitome of home cooking, in my opinion. So I can't wait to try that. And then we have You Making Me Hungry that is owned by Jarvis Reyes, and he's actually also the person that runs Roosters. And he has just a wide range of food. I think tonight he's offering a chicken pita, and, you know, it's got sides of, you know, aioli sauce that comes with it, which is, you know, like a garlic kind of mayonnaise. He's offering that for only $7 with, you know, 20% of the proceeds going back. And then soon we'll have the stand, which is a snow cone stand. So.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And Perfect has so much going on right here at the Rooster Food Truck Yard. There's places to sit and covered and cool and dancing, records, bar, all kinds of stuff. Yes, I love it.
Yeah, he's got a really nice setup. And I think that, you know, it makes it a lot easier for people to come out and get some food and then, you know, just go and relax and enjoy their food.
It's just a tad bit windy at the moment. Going inside is very helpful for, you know, keeping the wind away and all of that. So
we see the snow cone fan driving in right now. And it looks like they're going to have something delicious.
Yeah, they're really good.
And who all do you have helping with you today?
So today I have everybody who works with me. I have Kylie Gieslin, she's here. She's our account coordinator. And then I have Lindsay Dunahan.
She's
pretty much everything. She's an executive assistant. And then I have my two new interns this semester. And so we've got Mackenzie Curry and we have Hernandez.
Nice. So you got a lot of help and a lot of support. If you would like to come and have an interview with me with Jarvis. And he has a Rooster's food truck yard. And he said that he has stuff going on every other Saturday. There's live music, barbecue. Yes. And Jarvis is hooking it up in there. I can see everything that's going on. I smell lemons. I see garlic. All the stuff you want in your food. And, of course, they're going to have chicken. Just what we love. So definitely come out to 1602 Main Street. Come get one of everything if you want to. Try a little bit of everything. There's never anything wrong with that. That's why they have the food. You can have at least one of everything. I love it. Love it. And we're about to get an interview with Jarvis. And he's going to tell us a little bit more about the Rooster Food Truck Yard and what all he does here and what kind of events is going on over here. You should see all the records he has inside. It's amazing. And he has game room, game stuff in there and a bar. All right, and here's Jarvis right now. If you want to tell us a little bit about what all goes on here at Rooster's Food Truck Yard.
Okay, so we started Rooster's June 11th. We had the first food truck rally. So basically, you come out here, we have four food trucks where you can come to every day. You don't have to search around the city. We do a festival on the second Saturday, which we bring out eight food trucks out here. And we have volleyball, horseshoes, beanbag toss, air hockey, foosball, and we have live bands out here. We are getting our beer and wine license, so we do give the beer away for free right now.
Did you hear that?
Yeah. For the second Saturday, so yippee for you guys. We do this every day, actually Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., and you can come out here and get some of your favorite food that you see from the food truck. So that's what we're doing here.
And what are you going to be serving today?
Today I will be doing chicken pita wraps. I do a pita with toasted with olive oil and butter. I put the chicken thighs, we use chicken thighs, cut that up, and we marinate that in a Mediterranean sauce. I put mustard aioli sauce, feta cheese, lettuce, tomatoes, pickled onions, purple onions, and then hit that off with a mustard aioli sauce that we make fresh every day.
Wow, you heard every bit of that, and you have to come get a bite of that.
So definitely come out here to 1602 Main Street, and how can people get in touch with you?
So you can go on to Rooster's Food Truck Yard on Facebook. You can get with the same thing with You Making Me Hungry on Facebook, or you can go to roostersfoodtruckyard.com, and that will give you the link where you can call us. So it's a call to action button, and it calls straight to my phone. I can give you all the information you need.
I love that. Well, thank you so much, Jarvis, and we'll be looking forward to talking to you later, okay? And you heard that. He said he is here Monday through Friday, 11 to 2 p.m. I didn't even know that, so that's something I'm excited about, being able to go to a food truck every day of the week. I'll come to one, and one day, and the next day I'll go to the other. I like it.
And the best thing about it is by my son's school. I'll go ahead and, yes.
And we're going to go ahead and talk to the snow cone stand.
They are putting up right now. And it is big and turquoise. So it's gonna, they're going to have some surprises for you. I can tell it already. They got a bunch of choices. See, banana, cotton candy, cream soda. Yes, they're going to be right here by the barbecue pit. And it's called the stand. It's called The Stand, and it has shaved ice and snacks. And what is your name?
Adele Hudson. Very nice to meet you. And tell us a little bit about what kind of snow cones y'all have to offer.
So our main thing, why we wanted to start this, because there was nowhere to get organic snow cones anywhere without artificial dyes or the bad sugars. So we started this just really because it's what we wanted, and we've had a really great response. We do the farmer's market every Saturday, and yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
How can people get in contact with you and see if they want it? Their location?
Facebook is really good to contact us, yeah.
Okay, see. And is it The Stand on Facebook?
Yes.
Awesome.
Okay.
Awesome. And what is, like, the biggest seller?
The pomegranate.
Wow, that sounds really different. And I love that it's organic. I'm pretty huge in that stuff, too. I love that.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. And we'll see you, and she'll be here until 8 o'clock.
Thank you so much.
Wow, organic. You always want the real deal. Always. Maybe Quay can get a snow cone now. All right, we're here at 1602 Main Street, Rooster's Food Truck Yard. Y'all definitely need to come out here and know where it is so y'all can come and out throughout the week. And definitely come out on that second Saturday. It sounds like it's going to be fun. Live music all the way until like 12 a.m., different bands. I love it. And my favorite part, there's going to be barbecue. Thank you. I love barbecue. They'll have me out here for sure. The wind is definitely coming down, so come out here, come support. Remember, 20% of the proceeds will go to the Heart Walk Association. I'm just going to go in here into the closed area and see what they're doing. See if they got anything going on at the bar. All right. And they got shirts out here. They got foosball, air hockey. Yes. And records for days. Just yet. They even got a spot where you can come and have four people to a table covered and still get some breeze in. Nice. And they're going to have a next rally on September 10th. And they will be featuring a local band, Band Monkey. So come check it out. Hey, maybe if you have a band, they'll want to sign you up. I like it. All right. I smell that good old food. All different flavors. What am I going to eat first? A taco? I don't know. Maybe a chicken and waffle. And we'll be out here till 8 p.m. Yes. They are ready to go. And it's really not too hot out here. It's been humid all day, but it is finally calming down some. People are already enjoying it. I see happiness written all over their face when they're taking that bite. Nice. The shaved ice is
getting their specials ready. The coffee blend is fixing their latte. They're ready. It's right here by the Wells Fargo. Real easy access parking. And remember, they are here Monday through Friday from 11 to 2, so you can get your food truck food here. Go ahead and curb that craving. This really makes me want to bring a food truck out here. Let's get some of that fried chicken going on. We'll be here soon. That flying chicken. We got the, you're making me hungry. And that is no lie, because I am getting very hungry. Yes, and I love that you can see what's going on the inside. Go ahead and come meet Jarvis. See what all events he has coming. What other food trucks come to the Rooster Food Truck Yard. Maybe even try to barbecue something. See what your barbecue skills are like. There. They got a big old rooster in a trailer. Come see it. They got all kinds of stuff going on. Setting up some more tables. All right, I'm going to try to go back inside here real quick. Oh, it feels good in here. They got a lot of cool stuff here. They also said that they have art and the art festival here. So Jarvis said he has some of his art out here, but mostly they have artists that show their art here. So that is awesome. You can see all kinds of different unique art out here, real vintage. Wow. And I promise there's records for days. Yes. They have stuff in here I have not seen before. And they even got old cameras, just different things to look at and snacks. It looks like they got a keg in there. And shirts. I like it. Yeah, I think they need to get a pool table next. But they're working on that where they can have the live music from 11 a.m. to 12 a.m. So that sounds like a lot of opportunity to me. And if you really want to come support your food truck, come out to 1602 Main Street. You definitely don't want them going anywhere else. You want them to stay here right in Lubbock, Texas. Let's make it a big deal, because it is a big deal. We all want something fun to do and to be able to mingle, and most of all, great food and a variety of food. So come support and help out a great cause. Well, all right. Well, that's going to be it with SOAR Radio, and we'll be tuning in later. And this is Sabrina Richardson. And tune in and go to pdp.online. And you can hear the radio station streaming there and also our broadcast.